fooling this time,
right?
I've had it, and I don't want any crap about this. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I want Schultz to understand this. I told Hodgson he understands, and I'm not going to take any nonsense.
Right?
Now, don't let Schultz wiggle off the hook this time. I told him before, and he didn't he realize this is a horrible story?
Yes, he does. Yeah, on balance, Bob Hogan was just making the point that
we got a good plan. I don't give a shit about that.
Right.
They screwed us on the story.
The story, the press release is pretty lousy, and the quote about statistical...
That's right. That's Goldstein.
Yeah, if we can prove it. That's one of the things Schultz is now raising.
All right, he's to take a polygraph on it tomorrow.
Right.
A polygraph. Is that clear? Tell Haldeman he's to take a polygraph on that tomorrow.
Right.
Did he put out that quote? And he's to take a polygraph. If he did it, he's out of the government. Clear enough?
Now,
what the hell does Schultz think? What does he want to do? Just be a nice guy again and get screwed again?
No, I don't think
Doesn't
so.
He realize what the Christ we're doing here or not?
Oh, he does.
I'm getting goddamn tired of it.
And he's upset about it, and he wants to fix it, and he's mad that they didn't clear it with him in advance, because he would have prevented this from happening. And as I say, Bob...
I think the bad guy is Moore. Now, Moore is an Arthur Burns fan.
Mm-hmm.
He came from him. I want Moore changed. I appoint him, right? All right, Moore is to be changed tomorrow. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I want a new man in that job and get him the hell out of it.
Right.
He is the bad man. Repeat, bad man. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Because Moore was, he came from you know who he is, don't you?
I don't know.
Moore came from Arthur Burns' organization and was appointed by Burns. And find out if he's a presidential appointee. If he is, he's out. Put another man in, a good, tough economist and nothing. Now, God damn it, Chuck, I mean business on this. I gave that lecture to these economists the other day. None of them paid any attention. They've all screwed it up since then. And I am not going to have it anymore. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Now you get back to Schultz and tell him I'm pissed off.
Okay.
Goddamn mad. And tell Haldeman. Don't tell Haldeman to call me. I don't want Schultz to call me. You're handling this. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I want Moore's scalp, or I want Goldstein's scalp, or I want both. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. I'll be in the office at 6:30. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Now get going.